Hey guys, my name is Rita B and welcome to my podcast, Faking Adulthood, where we talk all things about absolutely nothing because we don't know what we're doing. We don't know anything. Anyways, every week I'll be having a different co-host and we'll be talking about life and love and things and every single thing in between. Today, my co-host is Dorcas Shola Babson.
Woo! Mess up my name, we're gonna fight.
I was about to say your name
mess
wrong again.
It up, I'm gonna fight.
Wow. Again. And I felt that in my spirit. I was like, I need to say this name correctly.
Get it right, baby.
Like in my head, like earlier, guys, I literally said Shapson.
No, just edit that out.
We're gonna put that into the air. Yeah, we're not gonna put that into the air. I put the wrong name, but I got it right. It's so nice to have you here.
Thank you.
I was thinking that I feel like a lot of my guests, I feel like I've seen you for like years, but we haven't really sat down a lot to actually
have a conversation.
To actually gist.
Yeah.
Only like once when I came to see your film. And we spoke after the film a little bit.
Yeah.
But you're never here.
I'm in and out.
You're never in London.
In and out.
I never bump into you. In like, and out. Wow. I love that for you though. It's enjoyment.
In and out, no lube.
Well, welcome to the show, man.
Thank you.
It's nice to have you here.
I'm happy to be here.
Yeah. You know, I like to start my show with a complaint of the day. Okay. It's a rite of passage.
Okay.
Okay. So I just think it's important for us to have a space where we can complain. Okay, as a Nigerian woman, I need to be able to get things out of my system, okay? So I have a lot of complaints. You guys know I always have a complaint. I don't even know which one to pick because there's just so many things I want to complain about. Mm-hmm. But today, my complaint is very, very simple. Today, my complaint is dogs and their owners, okay? Okay. Yeah. I've had enough of dog owners assuming that I like their dog. It's my basic human right to not like your dog, to not be an animal person. And I don't think that I should be judged for that. Do you know what I mean? I'll be walking down the street and they'll be like, oh, don't worry, the dog is friendly. To who though? I don't know your dog, yeah? You're saying your dog is friendly, but your dog is like towards me. That's not really giving a friendly energy. It's not giving a friendly approach. But the dog owners seem to think that it's just okay. Number one, yesterday I got on a train, minding my own business, right? I wanted to find a seat, yeah? But it seemed like it was full. I walked closer to the seat only to see that a woman had placed her dog on a seat. And that for me was crossing the line. Do you know what I mean? It's one thing for you to not have, you know, what's the thing called? The string thing to hold your dog so it doesn't come near me. What's it called?
The lever. Is it lever?
Not lever. No. The English is just escaping my head.
What's it called?
I can't remember what it's called.
Wow, we're going to look really dumb.
Yeah, whatever that thing is, Shad. Like that.
The leash.
I
said lever. Wow. I've been in Nigeria for so long. The leash.
The leash.
Crazy work.
It's one thing to not have a leash.
Yeah.
It's another thing for you to think.
I said lever.
Yeah. Please bring it together, man.
Bro, what?
Yeah, bring it together. Lever.
Sorry, yeah.
Leash.
At least I said something.
It's okay. Leash.
Leash.
It's one thing to not have a leash. Yeah. It's another thing to think that your dog has more of a right to a chair than I do.
Yeah.
And that was very upsetting. So that is what sealed my complaint of the day as dogs and their dog owners. Please keep your dogs to yourself. Mm-hmm. Please keep your dogs on a leash. And your dog does not have a right to sit on a chair more than me. Mm-hmm. That is completely unacceptable. And that is my complaint of the day.
Breathe.
Thank you.
Do like this. Okay. I'm glad you got it out.
Thank you. I feel so much more better now. I feel fulfilled now. So, right, what's your complaint?
Oh, my complaint of the day. What can I say? I need to find one. I don't know. My complaint of the day is people that give you a time and then turn up late. You know, especially when it's their own show. And they're strolling when they feel like it. Yeah, my pet peeve and complaint of the day is lateness. Yeah, catch your sub. Catch it. Moving on.
Wow.
I know. Got you on your own show.
Wow. Okay. See the energy she's trying to bring?
Got him.
Okay. Very nice.
You said I was complaining. Wow. Let me give you something.
Oh, what?
Yeah. Sorry about that.
5 minutes into the show and I already speechless. I have no words.
I love that for you.
All I can do is apologize, guys. Obviously, yes, I was late today.
You were.
I was late today because I was saving someone's life. Yeah. There was someone that was on the bus and they were choking. And obviously, I'm the only one that's trained in this area. So I then had to save this person's life. And then as soon as I saved this person's life, I made my way here to the studio to get here as soon as possible. Wow. And I feel like it's a bit crazy to be getting judged for saving someone's life. Wow. But
what bus was it?
54.
Where did it stop?
Old Kent Road.
So the bus stopped while you were saving the person's life?
Yes, because someone rang a bell and then said that, is there a doctor on board?
Oh.
And then I said that I'm not that qualified, but I've watched a lot of episodes of Grey's Anatomy. Right. So this person was choking.
Right.
This person was a child.
And was this in reality or in
this
your
happened?
Mind?
This happened about 45 minutes ago.
Wow, perfect.
That's why I'm late. Thank you. I'm just trying to do my part in society.
I love
do
that.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So that, I didn't want to.
You know,
talk
like
about
liars go to hell, so you wouldn't lie. So.
Do you know what the thing is? Yeah, I didn't even want to talk about it because I don't want to be seen as a hero.
I know.
Do you know what
but
I mean?
You wouldn't lie in it because you're a child of God and liars go to hell. You know that, right? And you just wouldn't do that. I wouldn't even want that. You wouldn't want that for you. So, I know. I'm proud of you for doing that. Well done.
On to the community complaints, guys. Community complaints. God forgive me. Community complaints. So her complaint today is, I don't know if this is a she or a guy, actually. It feels like it's a woman. Okay. Basically, she has said this. My complaint of the day are friends who think if they're reasoning their view to you, it makes their view right. A friend recently told me that me working on something was because I was insecure and I wanted public validation. And she spent an hour telling me how she would never do it. It happens all the time, rolling my eyes. Do you understand what she's saying?
No.
I think she's basically saying she hates it when you say, so let's say you're like, I don't like my nose, for example, and you're talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And now the friend is like, oh, the only reason why you don't like it is because you want validation from men.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, no, I just don't like my nose.
Mm-hmm.
So basically her friend now spent the last like an hour basically saying, I would never do that. I would never feel like that, blah, 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 blah. And she's saying that this is something that's really frustrating her. And that's her complaint of the day.
Fair.
I hear it.
Very valid.
I think that's very valid. Very I hate valid. When people do that. Like if I have an issue about something, let me have my issue in peace.
Mm-hmm. And your friend group shouldn't be a judgmental space.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It should be like a safe space. Mm-hmm. Like if I'm annoyed about something or I'm insecure about something, it should be like a safe space for me to just, you know, say what I want to say.
Yeah.
That is a very valid complaint. Thank you for sending that. And then we also have a community dilemma, which just kind of made me sad when I read it, you know. But I hear it at the same time. So this community dilemma is, how do I stay hopeful I will find someone? I seem to never find the right person. I'll soon be 30 and I'm having a bit of a meltdown.
Chair, I'm almost 40. I'm joking. No, I'm joking. I'm not. Just enjoy your now. Like,
right?
I just feel like people put too much pressure, especially when age comes into it. People get married at 60. People get married at 70. It's Some people don't even get married. Like, it's okay.
Yeah.
I feel like society puts so much pressure, especially on women. Like, oh, you're not married by 30. You don't have kids by 35. Oh, my God. Nobody wants you.
Yeah.
It's not that deep,
It's
man.
Not that deep.
Enjoy yourself. Like, enjoy your life.
This is it.
You have to remember, once you get married, once you have kids, there's so much responsibility. There's so much pressure. There's so much... Baby, I'm enjoying my, well, I ain't got no real responsibilities. Baby, I'm enjoying myself.
I hear it, man. I say the same thing, you know. I feel like when I was approaching 30, I also had that same, like, feeling.
Mm.
I remember my birthday was coming up and I was like, wow, here I am planning my own birthday.
Mm.
This is the life. This is the life I have. Like, I remember feeling really anxious about it. But I guess I'll say to you, like, exactly what Dorcas said. Like, live your life.
Mm-hmm.
Live in your now. It's not the end of the world.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to hit 30 and you're just going to be like, oh.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
And then everything will happen at the right time.
That's
like, don't
what I
force
believe.
It. When you force it, you end up in the wrong situation, in a wrong relationship, in a wrong marriage, and in a wrong, you know.
And that's 10 times
not by
worse.
Force. 10 times worse.
10 times worse.
Not by force. Enjoy
I think being with the wrong person, that's like one of my
biggest fears.
My biggest fear is being with the wrong person.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like a person that like, every time you're going home, your heart is shaking like, damn, I got to see this man's face again.
Mm-hmm. You got to wake up.
Oh, God. Forgot you were here.
Yeah. You gotta wake up next to that every day. Yeah. You gotta make food for him when you're angry.
Oh my. See, these are the things. Can you imagine? Like, you have to get to that stage in your life where you're now having to be making food for someone else.
Yeah.
You can't just be like, let's just order food every day. Mm-hmm. You gotta cook for them. You gotta care
even
for
when
them.
You like them, even when you don't like them, you gotta, you know. So you have to do it right.
Yeah.
You have to do it right.
So our advice is just relax, baby. It's okay. Relax. It's okay. Mm-hmm. 30 is not old as well. Like, I hate the age shaming that keeps like going on these days. Oh, you're 30, you're an auntie. Even if I'm an auntie, leave me alone.
Yeah.
Let me live.
And my point is, when you people age shame, is it that you don't want to live to see that age, or you think you're going to be 22 forever?
I don't get
you. You're going to get to that age.
You're going to get to that age.
So, like, this, what's, you know, the, like, it's,
what's
it's
the
just,
conversation?
Yeah,
it doesn't make any sense. Do you know what I saw recently, actually? Someone must have tweeted something that we need more 28 plus events. And now this person has now been getting insulted.
Really?
Oh my gosh.
Why?
Insulted and insulted because the young ones, the Gen Zs, AKA bullies, have been saying things all my days. If I was 28 plus and still looking for events, I would know that my life has gone completely wrong.
But you know what? It's so cute because I remember when I was that age and I used to be like, oh, when I'm your age, I'm going to be married with 4 kids.
Yeah.
And da, 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 baby.
It's really humbling.
Life come at you fast. Why are you coming fast? Life comes at you so fast. So them same ones that are saying, oh, if I was 28 and blah, 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 baby, life will come at you so fast.
It's so humbling. Because so even fast. Me, I'm thinking about like the people who I saw when they were older and I was looking at them like raw. Mm. Like even I remember this woman, she used to like, she was way older and I would keep asking her like, oh, when are you gonna find a man? Mm. Da, 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 da. She'd be like, no, I'm good. I'm just enjoying my life. Mm. I'm traveling. And in the back of my head, I was thinking, yeah, right.
Nobody wants you.
You're not enjoying nothing. I know that you're feeling pain. How can you not have someone? Now I'm approaching her age and I'm like, oh, okay.
I get it.
Me too. I'm enjoying life. I get it, I'm traveling. Do you know what I mean? But yeah, it's crazy, man. Other comments were like, oh, instead of you to be looking to start a family, you're looking for events. Like, just being really, really mean.
Negative,
and, like, the question is really, like, do you think that life just stops happening as soon as you hit 28?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know what people's imagination is of what your 30s are meant to look like. Mm-hmm. But it's very, very false.
And I feel like, again, with this younger generation, they're too grown for their age.
Yeah, I agree.
They've, like, we used to... They were raised on the internet.
Yeah.
So they were raised on people's opinions and blah, blah, blah. We were raised on playing outside with people.
Yeah.
Knocking on your friend's door. Can you play out? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like they're just too advanced. They feel like they know everything. They feel like, you know, just too forward.
Too forward. And it's actually kind of scary.
It is scary.
But good luck to y'all.
Yeah.
Good luck to y'all.
Good luck. We'll see you when you get to your 30s.
We shall see you.
We will.
Guys, you know, last week I basically said that I no longer want to be dumb. So basically, I feel like I've been getting dumb at a rapid rate, okay? And it's made me start panicking. Do you know what I mean? I've been on my phone all the time.
Mm.
I feel like
Getting dumb, what do you mean?
Like my brain, even just earlier, I couldn't
what,
even remember leash.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? It's
mad,
like my brain.
I said
is just
lever, though. I don't know what's worse.
And
not
that's
remembering,
even,
that's a bit wild.
Yeah, because lever, leash is just.
It's still the L.
It's still the L, but the brain is just, it's functioning a little bit slower.
Yeah.
So last week I started this thing on a pod where I'm going to be giving a word of the day to just help myself and help the people. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
So last week I had a fantastic word, super foolish. Anyway, I had a fantastic word last week.
So what? Nigga, what? So what? Let's move on. Please.
Anyways, look, last week is in the past, okay? The word last week, watch the episode.
Right, I will.
This week, the word of the day. She's making me nervous.
No, bro, don't embarrass
yourself. No, she's making
yourself.
Me nervous. No. Dorcas is making me nervous.
Right, sorry.
She's staring at me like this
I'm
pressure.
Sorry.
You're giving me pressure. You didn't even know I was going to have a new word today.
So
why are
sorry.
You even looking at me like
I'm
that?
I'm looking up.
Yeah, look up. Look up to the sky, okay? Anyways, guys, my word of the day is nihilism.
Spell it. No, don't look at your phone. Spell it.
You spell it.
No, because you're the one with the new word of the day.
No,
you're
going
to teach yourself.
No.
Go on. Spell it. Stop looking at your phone.
I just actually want to double check I said the word even correct.
Yeah.
First of all, okay.
Google, what's the Google voice?
No, I will. Okay, so I'm going to say it and then I'm going to Google the word.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I remember, nihilism. Oh, maybe it's nihilism. What I think it's nihilism. So it's basically the rejection of religion. So like you reject everything, you have like no belief, you just believe that, like, you do have a belief actually, you believe that life is meaningless. So you know when someone is really bad vibes and they're really down bad, it's like they just reject, they don't believe in religion, they don't believe in like a higher power, it's just nihilism.
So you're a nihilist.
Exactly. So yeah, they'll be like, yeah, are you a nihilist? I guess so. Okay. It's a very strange word, but I read it in a book that I'm reading. So that's why I was like, I've never heard of this word before. Bell Hooks, All About Love. Okay. So I was like, I've never heard this word before. But let's check on Google if it's actually correct, if I've said it properly. I think I have. I think it's nihilism. I think. We're going to find out. The pressure, I can feel the pressure. Sorry. But do you know what? Yeah, it's okay. Pressure don't get me down. I've got this. Let's see. Wait, the volume's on. Oh, it's connected to my headphones. There's so much going on. Okay.
Nihilism.
Nihilism.
No, you didn't say that. Don't try and play it off like nihilism. No, you said nihilism. It's fine. Move on.
I said what?
Nothing.
Nihilism.
You did. He said nihilism. What did he say?
Nihilism.
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 Yeah. It's all right.
Close. My word of the day is nihilism. Is that okay?
It is.
Thank you.
Ife.
Thank you. You're like, have you had a moment recently, where you felt like you wasn't really an adult?
I have them all the time.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can you remember any?
I don't ever feel like an adult until I have to pay bills. Mm. Or until I have like real, you know, responsibility. Like I feel like I have to pay bills or I have to pay for something. When it concerns money, then I'm an adult.
When you think money.
When I see the money leaving my account or when I have to do work on my taxes, and that's when I feel like an adult. Aside from that, I'm just winging it. I'm just having fun.
I feel like I'm winging it as well.
I'm just winging the whole thing. My career, my, you know, love life, I'm winging it.
Yeah, the thing is, I feel like you literally do everything.
Yeah.
Like low key.
I'm having fun with it. Like I'm literally just like, oh, I think I want to try this and I'll try it.
I love that for you. What do you prefer? Do you prefer DJing or acting?
Preferably, I prefer... No. Do you know, I love both of them. Yeah. I love music and I love acting. Acting's like my first love. Mm. I love acting. I love music. I love both of them. I'm not going to lie. I make more money DJing at the moment.
Yeah.
Because I haven't blown Hollywood yet. Load in. Come on. Speaking to this. But I love both of them.
Yeah.
I love both of them. I can't say I love one more than the other.
What even made you transition into DJing?
Just because, you know, you're an actor as well. Mm-hmm. When you're waiting for roles, it's that waiting period. I just didn't want to go back to a 9-to-5. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what else do I like that I can make money from and I enjoy doing? And I would do it, even if I wasn't getting paid, I would do it and I'd be happy doing it. Mm-hmm. And that was DJing for me. Mm-hmm. It was music, singing, but I can't sing.
Yeah.
You can't sing at all. Not a good look.
That's crazy because in my notes here,
scrap that. Can't sing, can't do it, won't do it, shan't do it. Don't even try and make me do it. I can't.
No, but I was going to speak to you about your album. Are you the wrong guest?
You're funny.
You don't have an album coming out?
No.
Are you sure?
Are you sure? Something you're not telling me?
In my notes here, it says, ask Dorcas about her upcoming album and the features. That's really strange.
Really?
So you don't have an album coming out at all?
Maybe.
You do?
Maybe not. Maybe.
What? You got features? Who's going to be on that album?
What?
Who's going to be on that album?
I have to wait and find out.
You've
How do you know about that? But it's not me singing though. It's not me. don't worry. It's not me singing. Trust me. But yeah, I'm putting out a bit of work. Yeah.
Wow.
How do you know that?
Guys, I am a prophet.
This game, you be all you sure.
Wow.
How do you know that? Stop. How do you know that?
I am a prophet. No, everyone needs to start talking to me nice. Are you joking me? Are you actually being serious?
Yeah.
Me, I was but just like, winging it all. I didn't know.
No, you winged that one. You winged it. You done well. Shook me.
Wow.
Shook me. Yeah. You winged that one. But that's along the line, pipeline.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I was just winging it and I was correct.
There you are.
See, this is what I mean when I tell people that I'm a prophet. Mm. I tell people that my intuition is excellent. People don't want to take me seriously. But clearly, I'm a spiritual being.
You are.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy, baby. That's massive, baby.
I just got an exclusive.
Yeah.
Wow.
Did. It's in the works. It's in the pipelines.
That's crazy. I actually had no idea. I was actually just teasing you.
No, I am, but it's not definitely not me. It's more of a, like a, you know, when DJs put out work with artists. Mm-hmm. So yeah,
that's really cool. Yeah. That's really exciting.
Thank you.
Wow, I really love that for you.
Thank you.
Come on.
Yeah.
You have a fantastic bum.
I do.
What's life like
it's
with
great.
That? Do you know what I mean? Like,
soft life.
So yeah, because
pun intended.
Touche. That was good. It was. You know, I don't have a bum.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Why did you say yeah like that?
I just...
You said it... No, because you said the yeah mad quickly.
Know,
you didn't even try
did,
to add comfort. You didn't try to say, oh, you I'm do.
Sorry.
Oh, it's petite. You just said no.
You do have a lump.
Okay. Okay, that's what we're doing. Anyways, you've got a fantastic bum. What's it yeah. like? I mean, I'd like to just know, what is life like on the other side of that? Do you know what I mean? Like, what kind of energy do you get?
Big batty yell energy.
Oh,
yeah. God. Walk in a room with no, I'm joking. I'm joking. I'm really just joking. Life is great.
You know, I used to like, I bought a bum pad once.
Did you?
Yeah. I just wanted to know what it was like when I was
did
walking
you really?
Down the street. Yeah, dead ass.
That's not, weird.
Is yeah, I was what? I was 19 years old.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I was living in New York.
Yeah.
And it was like a new product that had just come out. Do you know what I mean? And
but
I
then didn't you feel pad. Silly when you put it on and then you took it off and then it was just gone?
Yeah, I only wore it for like 3 days, which I mean is 3 days too long, really. But it just felt nice. Do you know what I mean? I wore these jeans with it, put the butt pads on, and you wouldn't really know that I had it. Do you know what I mean? And like, I remember just walking through the streets of NY, and those were, you know, back in the days where, you know, you can shout and be like, you know, say things and people don't mind, you know, now it's a bit techie, like, don't talk to me. Mm-hmm. But back then it was like, ooh, you know.
They're
petty.
What's
yeah.
up, ma?
What's up, ma? What's good? That ass fat.
Damn, ma.
And I was like, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It is fat. And it just felt really nice. So I've always wondered what it's actually really like for someone. Do you know what I mean? You just it's just there. Do you know what I mean? I would just always feel like if I had one, my life would be so different.
You can buy one.
You see, I'm too scared of that. Do you know what I mean? I'm kind of just scared of, like, it'll just be too much for society, actually. You know what
you
I'm
don't want to kill that. You've got the beauty, the brains, the swag.
It's just too bit, much. Too Do you know what I mean? It's like, let's
it.
Take something away.
But it had to humble you. Imagine you had a bum and then, you know, it's crazy.
If I had a bum and I had height.
You're not that short, are you? How short are you?
Wow, thank you. That means a lot.
Yeah, well, maybe it's the boots.
No, I'm short, though.
Sorry.
I'm 5'2". And a half.
Yeah.
You're not that far away though.
I am.
You're what, 5'5"?
Six.
Oh, six. You're not 5'6".
5'6".
You're not 5'6".
5'5.5".
Okay, so I'm 5'3" then.
Okay.
So 2 inches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, still 2 inches more.
You know, I thought that you would come here with a very sweet energy. Well, you've been here.
Got him!
And you've not showed
got him!
Any sweetness.
All right, I'm sorry, I didn't be sweet. Be sweet. I'm sorry.
If you could go back in time, yeah,
yeah.
And avenge like any celebrity incident.
Tupac.
Oh.
Pop, pop.
That's yeah. who you would go back and avenge.
Tupac.
Why Tupac?
Because he's the GOAT, the greatest of all time that ever lived, ever walked this earth, the greatest.
Really?
Yes. Musically, knowledge, activism, acting, everything.
Yeah, he did do everything.
Everything. And he was before he was 25.
Yeah.
What 25-year-old is doing that? What person, anyone that's under 25 is doing that? Name one. No, you can't. Tupac.
You actually listen to his songs and stuff and you enjoy
yeah,
it?
I love Tupac.
Wow.
I love all his interviews. I love everything about him.
Wow.
Everything.
I don't think I'm a Tupac fan, you know. I can't lie. I'll be real. Do you know what I mean? I feel like, you know, like sometimes when like, I'm like, was he as great as people say he is? Or just people just
I
saying
feel like he was so ahead of his time.
He was ahead of his time. That is one thing I will
way
say.
Way ahead of his time. Like, he saw everything that was good, that happened, like, recently.
Mm.
Back then, like, he was so ahead of his time.
Mm.
So smart, lyrically. Everything. Just, he was that guy. He was that nigga.
I hear it.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good one. I was going to say Selena. I just think that what happened to Selena was just so sad.
Yeah, it was sad.
And it just, I loved her.
Why?
Because of the film. The film was so
name
good.
Name three of her songs. Didn't think so. Next question.
No, I and I'm dreaming of you tonight and tomorrow. I'll be holding you tight. Do 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 do. That is such, that made me cry. Did you watch the film?
Did I watch the film? No.
I'm telling you, if you see the film, like, you would feel so connected. Like, she was just about to blow.
I know about her story.
And her assistant, like, just killed her out of jealousy.
Yeah, I know about her story.
So I think that's what made me feel like if I was to go back in time, like, I would warn her. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Like, tell her not to hire this person who is, like, obsessed with you. Like, I'm really scared of people who are obsessed with you.
Mm.
And I don't know if it's watching that film, because I watched it when I was quite young, that made it really, like, lock into my brain, because there's people that they really like you, and then it can cross over into like an obsession, and then cross over into like either wanting what you have, or just feeling too like sensitive when you do things to them. Do you know what I mean? And that's what will lead to them to do obviously what Selena's assistant did. Do you know what I mean? So I'm really quite, you know, quite cautious.
She shot her.
And it's because either they had I can't remember that they had like an argument or something, and she was just upset. She wasn't even 25. She was so young.
Yeah.
She was so young and just about to blow.
Yeah.
And it was just so sad.
Yeah.
And J-Lo did a great job. I don't know. Have you seen the hate about J-Lo recently, about her acting?
A bit of it, yeah.
And I'm just like, I always thought that J-Lo was an incredible actress, to be honest.
I mean, yeah, she's good. Yeah, actually, she's good.
Yeah.
She's good, yeah. She's
but, good. Yeah, man. I'll go back to Avenge Selena for now. I know you're judging that, but it's okay.
Not.
Do you know what I mean?
Each to their own.
You're thinking of all the people.
Like, that bro, I like, nigga, what? Like, no, Selena's great.
You're killing me. You're like, all the people that you could.
I just didn't expect that.
You didn't expect Selena?
Yeah, it gave me the shock factor.
Yeah, I mean, I just think she was just a great, great woman.
Yeah.
A sweet woman. She wasn't an activist or anything.
Yeah.
She was no Tupac, but she could have been, given the time. Do you know what I mean? She was a baby. And that's what my thoughts. What are your thoughts on loyalty?
What do you mean?
Like, is it something that's super important to you?
100%.
Yeah, you give me that energy.
Yeah.
Of like, has it always been like that for you?
And all my life.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you know
I'm
what triggered it?
I'm a very loyal person. I'm a very, what triggered it? No, I just feel like where I was born, how I was brought up, like, you know, just loyalty, just being a good person, like, just, you know, just a clean, clear-hearted person.
What does that even mean? I always say people say that all the time, like, "Oh, I've got a good heart." Yeah,
yeah.
Like,
just like
clean heart.
You
like,
don't
what does
do
that look like?
You don't do people dirty. Like, I don't do no snake shit. I don't smile with people and then go and spread their gist behind their back. I don't, you know, I don't. If I fuck with you, sorry, can I swear?
Yeah, yeah.
If I fuck with you in your face, I'm gonna fuck with you behind your back.
Yeah, yeah.
If I've got a problem with you behind your back, I'm gonna have a problem with you in your face. Like, I don't do the
the
shady shit, the snake shit. I don't do that. But like that's being clean. I sleep well at night. Like, I mean, a lot of people sleep well at night, obviously.
Yeah.
But like, I don't have no guilty conscience. I'm not trying to cheat anybody. I treat people how I want people to treat me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Long story short.
Yeah. Do you find that when you have that kind of like vibe of like, you know, if I mess with you in your face, I mess with you behind your back and stuff like that, do you feel like people kind of get you misconstrued sometimes in terms of, because you seem like if you've got an issue, you're going to say that you have an issue. But for some people that can be like,
definitely. I feel like it gets misconstrued, definitely a lot. But I just like when people are like that with me. I don't like someone smiling with me and then I'm hearing they're talking about me behind my back. I like, if you've got a problem with me, I'm not even going to talk. If I've got a problem with you, right, I'm not even going to talk about you behind your back. I'm going to come to you directly and have the conversation with you. I don't need to go to A, B, C, and D and tell them what the issue is
with you.
I'm going to come to you directly and tell you, hey.
Well, exactly like that.
Come here. Yeah, you get this issue. We have to talk about it. You understand? Like, that's me. I'm very, and it doesn't mean that I'm confrontational. It just means that I like to address things head on. Like, I don't like no gray areas. I'm very black and white. Like I said, it's either I fuck with you, I don't. And in either circumstance, you're going to know. There's no gray area. There's no, does she like me? Does she not? No, you're going to know if I like you. And you're going to know if I don't like you. That's just, and that's because I like how when people are like that with me, I don't like feeling. You know when you feel, you're not really sure about someone if they fuck with you or not? Like, I don't like feeling like that.
So
even if I do get that kind of energy, I'm going to ask you, like, babe, do you really fuck with me? Are we good? Like, you know, I don't,
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Does that make it hard for you to trust people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's a lot of people that are sneaky. There's a lot of people that smile with you and they really hate you.
Yeah, and is that something you've actually experienced of like finding stuff like that out? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a lot of people like that, especially in Nigeria.
Yeah, because you like go between here and, you know, you travel everywhere, but here between Nigeria mainly, right? So how has it been, that transition between living in London and then living in Nigeria? Like, what are the differences?
Chill. Where do I start? There's so many differences. It's just the way people are brought up in Nigeria and the way we're brought up here is completely opposite, like just completely different. I feel like they're raised more on, you can't trust anybody, you have to get everything for yourself. You can't, you know, like just, you know, survival. Like you can't put your brother on because he might take your position and beat you at that position, you know.
Yeah,
I come from a place where I'm if I'm winning, I'm happy to put my friend on and be like, oh yeah, we can do this together, we can all, there's room enough for us all at the top. Whereas Nigeria, I feel like there's more crabs in a bucket, like nobody wants to see the next person doing better than them, they're all pulling each other down.
Yeah,
I feel like both have pros and cons. I feel like it's like that in London as well.
Yeah,
but in Nigeria it's just more, they will kill for money. They will, you know, it's just like, they just, it's just a lot more prominent.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that it doesn't happen in the UK. It does, but it's just more in your face. It's more like someone will kill his dad because of money, or someone will use his girlfriend for jazz or something, you know, just because of what they can get. And that's just scary to me. That's not what I was, that's not what I'm about.
That is really scary.
Yeah, it is.
I went to Nigeria in December and I was just like, I don't know if I can live here. But at the same time, it was weird because I felt at home.
Yeah. People, when they come in December, they're usually like, oh my God, I want to move here. They get gassed by the dirty December.
No, no, no. I was like, I don't know if I can live here.
You're one of the first people I've ever said that.
Really? No, I was like, I don't know if I can live here. I felt, do you know what I felt about Nigeria? I felt like they make a big deal out of small things. And then the things that should be made a big deal out of, they don't make a big deal out of it. And that was the thing that was driving me crazy. Do you know what I mean? It's like they were so extra about things that you shouldn't even really think about. It's not that deep. But there's something that's like major, that this is something that's, okay, we need more traffic lights, or we need, you know, better lights and all of that. That one is, okay.
That's literally how Nigeria is.
Do you know what I mean?
You could go to the passport office and they'll tell you to cut your lashes, or to wipe your makeup, or to do this. And I'm like, is that
really?
The road outside, there's potholes everywhere. We can't even drive into the passport office, and it's my lashes that you're concerned about.
Exactly.
It's just such a backwards, weird country. That. Like, it's just,
it's a lot, so, but at the same time, there is something about being somewhere and you're just seeing people that look like you.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? People who are like pronouncing your name properly. There's no, you know what I'm saying? Like, you just feel at home in that sense.
I mean, there's a lot of pros. Like, I love living in Nigeria as well. I've got a place there. I've got a place in London. They just have their pros and cons. Like, Nigeria, you can, the quality of life you get. I can have my driver, my chef, my, you know, this, my that. I don't have, I'm literally a passenger princess. Here. I'm driving myself. I'm, you know, it's just, I have to go to the market myself. Like, it's just, you know, it's just a different. They both have their pros and cons, man.
Yeah. How was it dating?
The ghetto.
Really?
Yeah.
In Nigeria and here?
Yeah.
Which one do you...
What do I prefer in Nigeria? Because at least they spend money. London boys, akagon. Virgins, tight. Tight na blood clot. I mean, I like it.
It's weird because I feel like my guy friends spend on their babes. So I'm like...
When you say spend, is it like Nando's spend?
No, like they spend now.
London
like,
guys?
Yeah.
Well, then this must be a new batch. Sign me up. Where are they?
They spend, not like, obviously, you know, designer.
Well, when I was... I haven't dated a London guy in a couple years now.
Okay,
and I've vowed to myself that I'm just like, I'm just over these London guys. Because I feel like they'll take you out to dinner and they'll want to split the bill. Yeah. I ain't splitting no bill with a grown man. One.
Yeah.
Two, I'll rather pay. If you want to be a bad bitch, I'll rather pay for you than split the bill.
You can be the princess.
Yeah,
the princess,
you be the princess
that
you are. I'm not going to split the bill with you. Like, I'm not going to, like... So since then, I'm just like... I remember one time this guy was trying to talk to me. For years, I didn't answer this guy. I mistakenly gave him the opportunity to take me on a date. This guy... Me and him, I have my own car. I have my own place, everything. This guy came to pick me up. We're going on the date. I'm in the car. This guy stopped at a petrol station, filled up his car, then asked me to give him petrol money. You see, from that day, I said, London guys are so X'd. What? After begging me to go on a date.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Picking me from my house that I have my car. Like, are you crazy?
That's crazy.
Bro, what? Like,
but I feel like that's a really, like, I feel like it's rare. Honestly, like, I've never had to do that before. Like,
I mean, I've dated some cool London guys. Do you know what I mean? But, like, the majority of them, it just, the bad outweighs the good. I'm sorry. Like, they're just tight. Like, it's just like, oh, you can't die with the money. Spend it. And for me, I'm a giver. So I spend. When they say, oh, I don't spend on my man, I don't know. I'm quiet because I spend on my man. Yeah, so yeah. I just require what I give. Like, I give naturally. You understand? So, London guys just don't do it for me. They don't.
So what do you date mainly, Nigerian men?
Yeah, definitely. Mm. But the Nigerians have their own headache as well, big. They can a girlfriend, two kids, a wife, a this, a that. Like, it's just a lot of...
You're not really selling.
Yeah,
You're not selling them at
either
all.
Or, like, it's just that the Nigerian guys just come with a lot of headache.
And that's... I don't want headache.
Yeah.
I like peace.
Yeah, so do I. But now I'm not... I don't date either. I'm dating American.
Global. Who, you know what? I haven't actually asked you yet. We've just been gisting. So I'm just going to go into who is Dorcas? What are the ingredients that make up who you are?
I feel like I have three main personalities. Mm-hmm. Dorcas is like the actor, the calm one that'll stay at home, watch movies and read and just have like normal homely conversations and maybe cook. That's just a homely girl. Mm-hmm. DSF is like the turn up girl, the one you want to go to the club with, the one that, just the lit bitch. Mm-hmm. And then Dorkisha is like, she's like a cross between two, like the bitch that will cuss you out, but the bitch that will give you great advice. Mm-hmm. She's like a cross between the two, so yeah.
So what I've gotten,
I just messed that up. Dorkisha's the lit bitch. Okay. DSF is like a cross between the two. Okay. So, yeah.
And then Dorcas is, can chill at home.
Chill at home. She goes to church. She, you know, she's in her Bible. She's praying. She's, you know, she's doing the homely stuff. Like, DSF is between the two.
Yeah.
Dorkisha, like she's outside, baby.
She's outside. She's a mix of like both together.
She's twerking. She's, you know, she's just the lit bitch. You want to go to the club with her.
Yeah. One thing about you, you're going to twerk.
I'm going to twerk. You're going to shake that ass. You're going to let that coochie breathe. Take that ass, bitch. Hands on your knees.
Do you ever feel like misunderstood?
All the time.
Yeah.
Do I care anymore? No.
Oh.
I used to care. I used to be like, oh, that's not what I meant. And oh my gosh, they don't like me. And all this, I really don't care.
So how did you even get to the stage of like just not caring?
I just feel like people are always going to have an opinion.
Mm.
Like regardless, you could go out and feed 5,000. Jesus, who am I when they hated Jesus? Imagine me not thinking everybody's going to like me. No, of course not. Like, Jesus, his own disciples snaked him. So imagine me.
Yeah.
Who am I?
Yeah.
Once you realize that, I beg, nothing. You can write whatever you want about me on any, but I really don't care.
It feels like you've just had a lot of experience with people. Like, it just, you're just very like, I don't care. I do my own thing. Like, I wouldn't say guarded, but in a way, like protective.
Yeah, I'm very protective. I'm protective of my space. I'm a lover girl.
That's like, what I'm naturally getting. Yeah, I'm a lover girl. So on the other side of you is like, you're very loving, aren't you?
Yeah. I'm like a pineapple. I'm hard on the outside, but I'm very soft on the inside. Mm-hmm. So I'm very guarded with who I let get close to me, because I'm very sweet. Like, if I love you, I can... If you want a pineapple and you're in Jamaica, I'm going to fly to you and bring you diced pineapples in Jamaica. I go out of my way for people a lot. So I'm very protective of my space, like who I get close to me, because I don't want to just heartbreak after heartbreak or, you know, friendship fail after friendship fail.
So now it's like you're just...
Yeah, I'm just...
guarded. Do you find it hard to make new friends?
No, you know, I feel like energy and vibes kind of introduces you before you even open your mouth. Mm-hmm. So I feel like if we vibe, then we vibe. I go off energies. Like, I don't really go out and be like, oh, I need to make new friends. And I need people to like me. And I'm not one of those. And I have my core friends. Like, I have the same friends, four friends since I was in secondary school, since I was 12 years old. And we're still great friends. Like, I'm the godmother to all their kids. Aww. That's my core group.
Yeah.
You understand? But obviously in the industry, you have to make friends and you have to network and you have to do all these things, which is fair. But I just don't go out my way to be like, oh yeah, I need to be this person's friend. If it happens naturally, then it happens, isn't it? But I don't feel like I have to, if it happens naturally, it happens. I don't really.
I love that though, you know?
Yeah.
Because I feel like there's a lot of people, like I'm a recovering people pleaser. Do you know
what I mean?
I've always felt like, you know, I always want to like, you know, just be cool with people. Mm. And I don't go out of my way to like make new friends. I'm very open to new friendships. And I think making new friends is great. But I'm always kind of cautious because I know I've got that tendency that's still in me of like wanting to please and I don't like confrontation. Do you know what I mean? So like if someone does something to me, I'm overthinking like, how do I tell this person that what you've said to me, I don't like it and stuff like that. So it's really interesting because it feels like you're literally the opposite of me. But then I also get that sense of you've had to be like that.
Yeah, 100%.
Because you've obviously had experiences where people have obviously like probably taken your kindness for weakness and like taking the piss. So it feels like you've had to like be like.
I used to be, I used to be like you, honestly. I used to be like, so, oh, you know, I want to make friends and oh my God,
Nah, not like that.
Well, not I mean, not as deep as that, but like I used to be a people pleaser. Even if someone offended me, I'll be making excuses for why.
They had done it.
Do you get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Even though they fucked up, I'll still be like trying to be like, oh no, maybe she's like just overcompensating when they're in the wrong. I'm like, no, fuck you and fuck you too. Like.
I hear it. Yeah. Like literally, no. Yeah. I want to really get to that stage.
Yeah, no, I'm at that stage. I'm sitting on the crown. Sitting on the what's the thing
throne? Ah, see, wow, sitting on the crown.
Hey, well, you knew what I meant. Sitting on the throne.
Sitting on the crown. Yeah, wow,
I got the crown on my hair, baby.
Yeah, sitting on the crown. Okay.
Yeah,
that is crazy. No, I used to. Yeah, I really need to work on that. Yeah. I feel like I say it every week here. Actually, I'm just very much like. I'm really just in this space though, which I really like of knowing the things that I don't like anymore and just working through it. Do you know what I mean? And not being that kind of person that's like, oh, it's just the way I am. It's just the way I am. Do you know what I mean? I feel like I'm at this age where I'm like, okay, cool. That's how I was. And yeah, I have to deal with this, but I actually want to work through it.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be like that anymore.
Yeah. And life is about growth, man. As you get older, you grow, you stop liking certain things, you like, certain, you know, it's just about growth. Like it's just, you don't have to stay the same way.
Do you know what I mean? You have to be able to just evolve and all of that kind of stuff. Do you feel like you would live in Nigeria, you could just live there?
No.
Okay.
Definitely not.
You like the balance of the back and forth?
I love the balance. Like, I always tell my dad, the best thing he ever did for me was my passport. You see that passport? Hey. See when Nigeria, because Nigeria will drive. I always say, everybody that lives in Nigeria is mad.
Yeah,
every single person. Some people are 99%, some people are 5%,
yeah,
some people are 57, but you have some degree of madness. 100%. You have to have some degree of madness to live in that country. Yeah. Because if it's not one thing, it's going to be another thing. If it's not light, it's traffic. If it's not traffic, it's your gate man. Or if it's not your gate man, it's somebody stealing from you. Or you know, it's just something always. Yeah. And you can't be nice. I feel like me going to Nigeria so much and like living in Nigeria has made me tough.
Yeah.
Because when I initially went there, I was, you know, I want to help everybody and I want to be nice to everybody. And they show me shege. Eh? They show me shege with capital S. Like, you can't be nice. And it's annoying because naturally I want to be soft and I want to be nice and I want to be helpful and I want to. But they will show you,
Really?
The shege they will show you is doing press ups, is in gym, is premium hot.
Wow.
Heavy shege. Like, they will, no. And it's not nice because you have to be, even like you could say to a Nigerian, if someone's owing you money, can you have my money back, please? Well, that money, you look for it there. But the minute that you change it for them, give my money, you will see that money fast. Yeah, it's just like, why do you have to behave like a crazy
person in order to get what you want?
You literally have to, in all aspects, everything, like you have to behave like a crazy person.
That is crazy to me.
Yeah.
See, this is why I don't know if I can handle it.
Yeah, I don't, you're too soft for it. I mean, it will toughen you up.
Yeah,
but like it's a jungle. I'm not gonna lie.
It's a jungle. Yeah, because it's not even like I'm so, like I'm sweet, but I am tough. But at the end of the day, I had a business for so long, and I had to just be tough all the time. And now I'm like over it.
No, in Nigeria, you know what I mean? Tough, especially as a woman.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. As a woman, you really have to put your foot down. Listen, do you know what I mean?
You have to grow some big balls, like big balls. Yeah.
Scary.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go back though.
Yeah, I mean I wanna start going
back and forth.
Like during the year or just December?
Not December.
Oh yeah, like exactly. December's just a lot
too chaotic. Yeah. It's just too much. Mm-hmm. I wanna go back at a time where it's like not that busy and then just go like back.
That's
and
when
forth.
You enjoy it more because like December is everyone's like sardines inside everywhere.
Yeah,
like
it's just too much. Yeah. It's too much. You're really close with your dad, isn't it?
Super close.
Yeah, I think it's so sweet. I feel like I remember like in like the early years of when I first started following you and it was just always nice like seeing you guys' stories together and like you lot's relationship and like you guys like literally talk like your
He's my guy, man.
Yeah, exactly. You'd be like, that's my guy. My guy. Have you guys always been really close?
No.
Oh, really?
No.
When did you guys start getting really close?
Do you know what? We were really close when I was a child. And then when I was a teen, I think he hated me. Like, I would have hated me as well. I was a horrible teen. Like, I was fighting all the time, getting kicked out of school. Like, I was just not a nice child. So then he shipped me to Nigeria. Mm-hmm. So when he shipped me to Nigeria, my mum passed away. And then I came back to London. And then probably, like, when I started my early 20s, right, when I started working and making money for myself, I got independent. Then I started understanding him more as an adult and as a man, like, raising a girl child. So I feel like then we started getting closer. And I went to therapy a lot. Mm-hmm. So I'd learned to, like, speak about things that I was going through, things that I'd been through, things that I didn't like that he did. And, you know, just have grown-up conversations. So I feel like the more we communicated effectively and the more we spoke about things that happened in my childhood and stuff, it made us closer. So yeah, now we're really close. Like, I call him about everything. He knows everything. I saw him yesterday and he was showing me that someone was trolling me. So he went to the person's face to start trolling the person.
Come on, yes, uncle.
And I'm like, why would you do that? Like, just don't. Why would you even reply? He's like, fuck them. Fuck them. Like, and he's on it, like, trolling this person. He's like, if you troll my daughter, I will troll you back. But yeah, he's a cool guy, man.
I love that. That's so sweet. Yeah. My mom's done that a couple of times, actually. Yeah. Like, I think they posted me on, like, what's the Nigerian blog, Insta blog, or something, and they were dragging me about something I said that was a joke. Blah, 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 blah.
Don't worry, that blog. Oh, my God. That one, I'm there because they stay posting me. So I beg them, don't post me. They drag me on that blog all the time.
What's there to even drag? What are they be dragging
me
about?
Just the same. You see how they took something out of context?
Yeah.
I could post, oh, my foot is burnt. They'll say, DSF burnt her foot on da-da-da. Like, just something completely,
irrelevant.
Yeah, because they need the clickbait.
Yeah.
But I used to get so angry about it. But now I'm just like, I get it. You need clickbait. Yeah, so now I just laugh at it. I even troll them. Like,
That's what I was going to ask, how was it? Because obviously, like, you're here and then obviously you get your first, like, that big job in Nigeria, then you're working in Nigeria, and now you're on the Nigerian blogs, like, and the Nigerians, the way they comment and the way they insult, it's like
Nigerians are different. I feel like
if you
that's what I'm saying, this is what builds character. It builds it makes your skin tough, because like, some of the insults, you're just like, how did you even think of that? Like, why? Like, that was painful, but I'd like, wow, you're intelligent. Like, it's
do you know, there was one time, I think this was maybe even a couple of weeks ago, they posted one of my videos and they were insulting me. I was like, whatever. So I was reading the comments, and then one of the comments was like, oh, I like her earrings, but it doesn't suit her earlobes. And I thought,
why? They will analyze your entire
like, had me thinking.
Am I ever funny? Like,
what's wrong with my earlobes? And now I'm looking at my videos. I'm like, when was something wrong with my earlobes? I've never in my entire life had someone insult my earlobes.
Bro.
And then a part of me was like, it's kind of nice that they had to search so deeply, and it's the earlobes that they decided to go for.
But then you have
to
realize, when you see, like, when the people troll you, that's not, for me, it used to bother me, because I'd be like, why do you hate me so much? Like, people like that have never met you, never had a conversation. You have so much hate in your heart.
Yeah.
So now I realize it's not about me, it's about them. These people are probably commenting from their mattresses on the floor with cockroaches and their one gig that they've been stretching over the month. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's so that's true. Just, the hate is not about you. Yeah, it's about them. Because I've never met a pretty hater.
Yeah.
In all honesty, I've only met the ugly, bummy, scrummy ones. I promise you, if you replied that person and said, send me your account number, they'll send you their account number so fast.
I might actually try that, you know.
I do it all the time. And then I'll read the message, I won't reply. Like, God punish you. Yes, my account number. Yeah, because you're hungry.
That's why you're hating on
me. You're hungry and hating.
That's why you're hating. Yeah. And that bad energy is not good. It's not helping you. Yeah, that really got me. I was like, huh?
But don't read comments, man. I've stopped reading comments.
Yeah, so because it can get a bit addictive. Because like, there's a part of you that wants to defend yourself, especially when you know that.
That was me before. I used to always be like, oh,
No,
I don't even care. Oh, I don't. The way I don't care is so crazy.
You're just like, it is what it is.
Like, and do you know what's funny? I never meet people that hate in real life. When I meet them in real life, they're like, oh, please, can you unblock me? I'm sorry for my comments.
Oh.
I always meet those ones. I'm like, why did you call? Like, why? No, you're blocked. You see, I blocked you online. This real life that you're seeing me, you're blocked in real life.
Yeah.
Move. Don't think that you can come from me online and then there's different energy in real life. No.
Exactly.
Same energy.
And that's the thing, you know. They're never bad in real life.
Ever. Never. They'll ask for pictures. I say, I'm sorry, please unblock me.
And you're just looking at them like, yeah. No.
Like, why would you?
Yeah.
You and really? most of these times, these people that type stuff online, they will never, ever say it in your face.
Ever.
Ever.
Ever, ever, ever.
So why should it face you?
Okay. It's true. Yeah, I just have to laugh at it. Really.
I promise you, that person that said about your earrings, they'll probably say, oh, where can I buy it? Oh my God, can you dash me?
Yeah. If I even said to them, do you know what? Since it doesn't suit me,
have it.
Do you want it?
They'll send the address so fast.
Yeah.
That address.
That it'll be like, oh. So what you really wanted to say is that you like my earrings.
Get it? Like, they're just, yeah. Confused people.
Nigerians, what can we do with you? Do you have any, and do you have any irrational fears?
Irrational fears?
Hmm.
What does irrational mean again?
Like, it's just like very unhinged. Like, it's just so like irrational. Like, it doesn't
I know,
make sense.
But like irrational fears are like, that's a weird combo. Like, that's what.
Yeah, because the fear is irrational. Like, it's not going to happen, but it's still like a fear. That's what makes it irrational.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? I can tell you mine whilst
you
think.
That was a blonde moment, but gone. Yeah. That's very irrational. How can I ask what irrational means? I'm not this dumb, honestly. You know when you say you have dumb moments, you've rubbed it off on me.
I haven't rubbed it on
you.
You
did. I can
we're
feel
all
the
in
energy.
The same, we're all in the
we
same
nah,
boat.
I'm smart.
Yeah.
I'm smart.
Me, I'm smart. What kind of smart are you?
I got an A+ in English.
Oh, so you're book smart?
Book smart, street smart, period.
Really?
Yeah.
You sure?
I am.
Book smart
and street smart, yeah. Anyway, moving on. What did you ask? Tell me your irrational fear, because I actually want to hear this.
No, I hear it. I don't think I'm book smart. I'm like,
no, I'm book smart.
I'm street smart. I'm like wise.
Are you street smart?
I'm very. Don't play with me. I'm very street
you're
smart.
Not gangster.
No, that
not
kind of street
gangster.
Wise. But like, I just know things. Do you know what I mean? I'm wise. You know what I'm saying?
That doesn't make you street smart.
That does make you street smart. Because it means that you're a hustler. I'm like a hustler. Do you know what I mean? That's street smart. You're thinking, because maybe because you used to fight. So you're thinking, when you're thinking street smart, you're thinking, you know.
No,
like,
but like just street smart, when you go into a place, you analyze the area.
Yeah,
like, you know, like,
exactly. I am. I'm very like cautious of my surroundings. I'm very cautious of people. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
Cautious. Wow.
Caution.
The English today. You know what? Yeah,
see,
I have no shame. English is fighting me today, yeah. But I'm fighting back.
Fight back, sis.
I'm fighting
fight
back.
The fuck
but
back.
I'm very like cautious of people. Mm. Like I'm that kind of smart. But when it comes to like, I don't remember nothing from school, really. Do you know what I mean?
No,
like,
I remember
it's not
English.
In my brain. I don't really remember English. The other week, I was searching English courses because I thought I need to get a re-up because I don't remember.
Mm.
Yeah, at least I can admit it. I have no shame.
Yeah, no.
I have no shame.
I'm book smart.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Madam Booksmart. Okay, sorry.
I go school. My school fees not a waste.
Okay, I will book smart. Okay, we've heard. My irrational fear.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, go on.
It's about animals again. I know I spoke about animals earlier. Yeah. My irrational fear is an animal feeling safe enough to start talking to me. Do you get it? Like, what if animals could actually speak and then they feel safe enough with me and they feel like they can trust me for me to be the person that they actually show that they can secretly speak? Because like imagine like cats and that when we're not around and they can actually talk.
Mm.
But
do you know
as
what
a
that
human,
reminds me of Toy Story?
Do you get it? But they don't feel safe around. They think, oh my days, you know, if I talk, I'm exposed.
Mm-hmm.
My
irrational
fear is that they look at me and think, Rita's safe, actually. Let me speak to Rita and I'm not safe.
Mm.
Yeah, because if an animal started speaking to me for real, I will scatter the whole place. I'm not the person. But my irrational fear is that they think I am. Because I feel like I have that kind of face, you know?
Mm.
It's like a workman face. I feel like people, you know, they open up to me quite easily. I'm quite, like, receiving. But what if the animals feel like that as well? And they're like, we can trust this one human.
Mm.
Like Dr. Doodle.
Mm.
So that's my irrational fear. Mm. Yeah.
Do you use any meds? At all? Just asking. So that's very wild. Like, that's very, like, out there. That's like, why did you think of that? Like, what made, like...
The thing is, yeah, it's one of those things that I was just born with a very creative mind.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
No, I get it.
And
I get it.
You know, the way you're book smart,
you
know, some people just have other skills.
Mm.
And actually,
do you smoke?
Never.
Right.
I think you're being a hater.
No.
And you would love to know what it's like to live in my head.
I would, actually.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay,
like
it's fantastic.
Whole lot of, like,
because think about it, though.
Yeah.
Think about it.
I never thought about it. I'm thinking about it now. Yeah.
And it's exciting, right?
It's weird. Exciting, but weird.
You know, it's okay. I can accept
yeah.
that you haven't reached
that
place yet in yeah. our relationship. Yeah. I just think like as you get to know me more,
yeah.
You know, if you come back, I don't think I'll have you back.
But
if you were to come back though, I think that you would come back with more of an open heart.
Yeah, I will.
And an open mind. Because
you Are you sure you don't smoke? You never smoked before?
I have smoked before.
Oh.
Like, you know, I've tried it.
Today? You know that meme where it says hits blunt, then ask a question like that's just, you know, that's what that was.
I trusted you.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That's what I mean.
You like, can trust me.
I opened up to you about my irrational fear. I don't think I've told anyone about that irrational fear.
You just told the whole world.
But you didn't even welcome it, even for
a
second.
So I just want to know where the inspiration came from.
See, that side of you, which is just, you just speak.
I'm sorry.
You just say what's on your mind. There's no, oh, maybe I shouldn't say this out loud. Maybe when I get home, I should tell the group chat that I was on this podcast today and with Rita, and I was wondering if she smokes because she was saying some mad things. Yeah. But you said it right to my face.
Yeah.
You didn't think about my feelings.
I'm sorry.
Do you know what I mean? Whether it will hurt my heart.
Yeah.
It did hurt my heart.
I'm sorry.
Okay, what's your irrational fear?
It's not as irrational as that.
Okay, cool, babe. Okay. Okay, we've heard.
Let me think, what's my irrational fear? Let me think. Let me smoke a blunt in my head. I don't know. I ain't got nothing on that level.
It doesn't have to be on that level.
Maybe aliens coming to Earth. Maybe. What if there are aliens? What if there's life on the other planets? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really interesting because you judged me.
Yeah, but that's more realistic. People have seen sightings of aliens. That's like, oh, is that an alien? Is that a spaceship? Is that a UFO? You know?
Parrots speak. So if a parrot could speak, how do we know?
Because a parrot can speak. You think your dog can speak.
Who would have known that a parrot could speak? Suddenly parrots just started speaking.
Yeah, true.
So how do we know that dogs don't speak?
Have you heard your dog speak before?
I don't have a dog.
Well, have you heard any animals speak to you before?
Yeah, they don't trust me. I just said that earlier. Okay. But you think that aliens exist? That
I mean, I feel like there's life on other planets.
And really?
They're probably going to come to Earth one day, yeah. Yeah, and they're probably thinking, we're the aliens. What if they think we're the aliens? And they're that the normal people.
That would be kind of nuts, though.
Think about it.
That would be kind of nuts if... they're like watching us,
and they're like these people, like they're weird. These weird creatures, and we're looking at them like they're weird creatures.
Yeah.
Who is the real one? What if we are the weird creatures?
Yeah, and then they're like telling their kids that like, you can't go down there.
Yeah,
you can't go down there. Yeah. You go down there, they're dangerous.
Yeah, they're gonna they're eat this, you. They're gonna eat you. They eat animals, like the, you know.
Yeah, because when you put it on paper, what we do here is a bit mad. Oh, they eat animals.
Mm-hmm.
They kill each other.
Mm-hmm.
They do this. They do that.
A bit mad.
That's a bit mad.
Mm-hmm.
It is very highly possible, actually. Mm-hmm. I can really go with that theory, actually.
Mm.
It's very possible that we are the strange ones.
Mm-hmm.
Another thought. No, it's fine. It's not a safe space.
No, it is a safe space.
It's not a safe
it's
space.
It's the safest space.
It's not a safe space.
All right, I'm sorry.
It's not a safe space, guys. We're going to move on because it's not a safe space.
Yeah.
But I will say this.
Yeah.
My thing recently has been... who invented time?
Yeah, who did invent
because
time?
Because that's a bit nuts to me.
Yeah, it is.
Because
and who decided, like, listen, if we go down this road, this is a long road.
You know yeah, that, right? We'll keep it a short road, but when you really deep it, who invented time?
Mm-hmm.
And what if the person that was assigned to be like, say this is 12, and we move forward, it wasn't really 12 that they hit. It was like 11:58.
Mm-hmm.
And now we think it's 12, but it's, do you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just a bit.
I have another question. Who invented English? Who said the word "the" is "the"?
Exactly.
Who said like where did English come from?
Exactly.
Like how did they just you just woke up one day and everyone like Adam and Eve just started speaking English?
Exactly.
How like
how? Where did it come from? And then now people want to insult us. Do you know what I mean?
Because you can't say words like what was your word of the day?
Nihilism.
Who do you know like I mean? Where did that come from?
Where did that come from? And why can't I now make like
why can't we invent words?
Exactly. Who locked it?
Right.
That they now
who
said.
Who capped it? Who said
who
that's the end
it?
Of the word?
Yay!
What if I want to say brakatada?
Exactly.
And that means whatever I say it means.
Braka, that means love.
You know?
Oh my days. You see, it's happening. I told you, you just need
your
time.
Don't they
it is.
Your
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Oh wow. Yeah. I feel so yeah. fulfilled. I
you
knew
feel
I needed,
seen. I can
I
see
feel
you.
Seen.
I see you.
Because what the hell?
Yeah. Yeah. Who makes the rules?
Who?
Yeah. Question of the day.
Honestly, Dorcas, I just felt like we just had a real bonding moment.
Yeah, we did.
And that's made me feel really nice inside.
I'm glad it has.
Yeah. I feel seen. Mm-hmm. You left the cool girl aside and you opened up and you showed me who you really are. Okay?
Yeah.
And this is where we should have started.
Yeah.
You know? So maybe I will have you back.
No, maybe I don't want to come back.
You will come back. I won't. You said I won't.
I won't.
The thing is, guys, I think she means that.
Yeah.
But she's here now. That's all that matters. You can't run away. Anyways, are you as adult as you think you are?
Definitely not.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm going to ask
I'm
you
a fake
question.
Adult.
Yeah? I'm going to ask you a few questions. This is adulthood according to me, though.
Right.
Okay. Do you know where all of your socks are?
Yeah. Well, I pair my socks. I pair my socks and I have a sock drawer.
Okay, that's not bad, actually.
Yeah. Don't you do that?
No, I do, but some people don't.
Yeah, no, I have a sock drawer. I pair my socks, wash them, pair them back.
Okay, that's quite good.
Yeah.
Okay. How many books have you read this year so far?
3. But I do audible books.
Okay, fair.
So I listen to them, like, in the car or on a plane. Or mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. How many times do you change your sheets?
Once a week, maybe twice a week sometimes. Ooh. If I'm in Nigeria, twice a week because my cleaner. Mm-hmm. London, once a week.
Okay. Do you have a savings account?
I have more than one savings account. Yeah. Dollar, a pound, and naira.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Holy Trinity, baby.
Oh, wow. International.
Yeah.
She said international.
Yeah.
Wow, I got savings in every country.
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. This is
very adult-y, isn't it?
Yeah. Do you have life insurance?
No. I know. I shouldn't even say that. I don't. But it's like on my to-do list.
Okay.
Like it's been people in Africa don't have life insurance.
Yeah, they, I know. They
so like, but I mean, me being the British girl that I am,
yeah.
I'm supposed to have that. But I feel like it's because I don't have kids. I don't have a husband. Like it's just like, it's just me. But that's on my to-do list. Mm. Do you have life insurance?
It's on my to-do list as well,
okay.
To be honest.
Yeah.
I tried to do it, yeah. And honestly, when I was seeing £80 per month, I said...
It's like, what if I don't die then?
How long am I going to be paying £80 a month? But I think it is defo important to have, do you know what I mean? Like, but it's just, it's such a long process. They ask so many questions, but it's important
it's
to have.
To-do
it's on my
I feel like once
heavy.
You, like, when you have kids and stuff, it's more of a necessity.
Yeah.
But whereas it's just me, it's just like, I'll get it done when I have the time.
Yeah. Do you want to have kids?
Of course.
Yeah.
I want to have 7, but I mean... I haven't started yet, so.
7?
Yeah.
All natural, like birth or adopting and surrogate?
No. I mean, maybe not 7 now, but like maybe 5.
Wow.
Yeah, and I want twins as well.
Do you have any twins in your family?
Yeah. Yeah, but you know.
You know they say the older you get, you're more likely to have twins.
Amen. I receive that in Jesus' name.
Yeah, I receive it for you.
Amen.
Okay.
Catch it.
I mean, you seem quite adult.
Really?
Yeah, like...
I feel like I'm quite childish. But those things are like, I mean, you have to do those stuff. You have to have a savings. You have to, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but a lot of people, you'd be so surprised, you know.
Really?
A lot of people don't have... I mean, I think it's hard to have savings, you know, for a lot of people, only because things are just so expensive.
Mm.
And it's like, you're trying to survive. You're not trying to put money aside.
Mm.
But I guess my thing is always, even if you just put £10, £20, something.
Yeah. That's always been a priority for me.
Yeah.
From young. When I got my first job, I used to save.
Yeah.
Like, I used to, that's always
It's just
been
important
a...
to have, like, an emergency fund.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? That's the most adult thing that you can do. Mm-hmm. Do you know what? That's quite good. I've got a little gift for you.
Yay. It's quite small. Is that a bullet? What is it?
Guys, this is not a bullet. I don't know what show you
what
people be thinking that I have. It is... A screen cleaning mist, because all of us on our phones, you know, it gets a bit dusty.
Right.
You put a little water in it and then you can clean your phone. So it's nice and clear. I feel like this is a lovely gift.
I mean, yeah, if I use
it. She doesn't want it. And this is the problem that I'm having.
But I mean, a bullet would be nicer, but I mean.
Why would I get you a bullet?
Why not? Single woman.
It's not something that crossed my mind, actually.
Thank you.
It's a screen cleaner. Guys, put it in the comments.
A screen cleaner, though? Like, who even thinks that we buy a screen cleaner? Did someone give you that for free? Did you get it in a goodie bag?
No,
you did get it. You got it in a goodie bag.
I bought it.
You got it in a goodie bag. If you gave her a goodie bag with this screen for the screen to that comment.
Guys, I'm not giving her the gift.
All right, give it to me. I'm sorry. Maybe it's functional, let me say. It looks like pepper spray.
You know what? Maybe you could use it as pepper spray, though. You can make your own conjunction mm-hmm. of stuff. And then you can use it as...
So where's, is there a cloth inside?
Or yeah, just the cloth is on the part of the thing.
Oh, okay. So I'm going to supposed to walk around with this in my bag? Just asking.
Guys, as you can see, Dorcas did not appreciate my gift.
I do. I always appreciate stuff.
She thought, she said, you know, I appreciate the honesty. She really said that, what is this? What am I going to do with this? Am I supposed to carry it in my bag?
It looks like that thing in Men in Black.
Oh, yeah. See?
Wipe your memory.
Look, she's finding
different
ways. I'm being
creative. I'm trying to make it useful.
You know, I'm trying to... Guys, we have come to the end of the show. Thank you so much for listening and for watching. Thank you to my co-host, Dorcas, who has joined us today.
Why is you like calling me by my government? Just call me DSF. Why Dorcas?
No, I'm going to call her Dorcas. That's DSF. A very interesting name.
It's actually. Biblical. It's an axe, yeah.
Is it? What does it mean?
It's a lady that died, actually, that did so much good, and Jesus brought her back to life because everyone was really sad that she died because she was such a good person. So I was named after her because I'm such a great person. Duh.
Wow.
Acts 26. Read it.
Acts 26. Yeah. Okay, let me
I
do
think
my
it's Acts 26. Okay. It's actually.
If it's okay with you, I would like to do my outro.
I'm so sorry. Yeah. You have been watching the adulthood.
Faking adulthood.
Faking adulthood with Big DSF and Ms. Rita Balogun.
Now she needs a name. Thank you guys for watching. Please do not forget to share, subscribe, tell a friend. You know, I don't want to be your secret lover, okay? Tell a friend, share. Thank you so much for listening. Rate the show, but only rate it if you're rating it 5 stars. Some of you, I don't know who it was, you rated it and it dropped down to 4.9, and I don't like that. That's not good. Rate it 5 stars and above, and make sure you send me your complaints, your thoughts, your dilemmas to info@fakingadulthood.com. And you guys know the vibes, okay? You know the vibes. If you did not like my co-host, yeah, don't worry, okay? She's not going to be here next week. So don't use that as a reason to not come back, okay?
They love
you
me.
You might like my new co-host that's going to be next week. So make sure you keep coming back, okay? Thank you guys for watching. English has been fighting me today and I've been fighting right back, but we're okay. Word of the day, nihilism. Thank you guys for watching. Love you. Bye.
Thank you guys for watching. Bye.